Good morning. This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for Friday, August 21st, 2015. This is the continuation of our two-day council meeting. The meeting is now in session. The first item on our Friday agenda is my report. It's my regular report to the council summarizing my engagements since our last meeting on July 28th. During this period, my major engagements took me from Chicago to San Jose. In Chicago, I participated in a panel and a forum at the American Bar Association's annual meeting. The panel, organized by the ABA's National Conference of State Trial Court Judges Judicial Division, focused on an issue of keen interest to us, and that is the language of justice, removing language barriers to justice in the nation's courts. I joined a panel that included Justice Edward Chavez from the Supreme Court of New Mexico, Judge Christopher Yates of the Michigan State Court, and it was moderated by Judge James Jordan of Dallas County District Court in Texas. All of us discussed how changing demographics and new immigrant populations have required the courts nationwide to adapt to delivering justice to a diverse group of court users who have limited English proficiency. The need has evolved in a time of limited resources for all of the courts, and it's required the use of technology and other innovations such as remote interpreting and our own Justice Corps program. And Justice Cuellar is leading our Language Access Plan Implementation Task Force, working on the recommendations from our Judicial Council-approved Strategic Plan for Language Access in the California Courts. Nationally, it's reported that more than 300 languages are spoken or signed in the United States. And here in California, as you know, the number is over 200 languages and dialects just here in California in our courts. I also joined Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman of New York and Judge Laura Denver Stith of the Supreme Court of Missouri for the ABA Standing Committee on the American Judicial System's 5th Annual Forum on Judicial Independence. The topic for this year's forum was a challenging one, Courts as Leaders, Learning from Ferguson. And we had with us, of course, as I mentioned, a justice from the Supreme Court of Missouri, Judge Laura Denver Stith, who spoke about Ferguson and the reformations that are going on there. The forum was moderated by the former editor of the New York Times, Bill Keller, who's also of the Marshall Project, the blog that you can read about legal issues in the United States. And the forum covered a wide range of justice system issues, including the implications and consequences of partially funding a judicial branch through fines and fees, an issue known to us in California. In San Jose, I had the pleasure of attending the 2015 Bernard E. Witkin Judicial College. I know that brings back nostalgic memories for many of you. There were some 95 new judges. It was one of the largest classes of new college in a while. And I know a number of other Judicial Council members also attended. Justice Miller, Justice Hull, Judge Herman, Judge Anderson, former dean of the college, Judge Nadler, and also Martin. And as you know, the college is a major undertaking, and I want to congratulate Judge Ted Weathers, who's the dean, and Associate Dean Judge Patricia Lucas, and all the jurists who acted as seminar leaders and faculty for the two-week program. Also, Justice Roby, who chairs the Governing Committee of the Center for Judicial Education and Research, and Dr. Diane Cowdery and her staff. I spoke at a luncheon on the second week. I was able to share my experiences as a new judge and to discuss issues facing us as a state that we grapple here at the Judicial Council, from the budget and the prism of Access 3D, language access, and seeing and hoping that all of them would become involved in the work of the Judicial Council in the future. And before I conclude, I want to congratulate Yolo County on their new courthouse. It's a new courthouse in nearly 100 years. And Judge Rosenberg, I give you a moment to speak a few words about your new courthouse.
Thank you, Chief. We're going to have a grand opening on the 1st of October. Everyone is invited. We're very excited. But, you know, moving is a challenge. So we're moving boxes, and we're going to be open for operations starting Monday.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. And I'll be attending Sutter's opening on Monday. Thank you. That concludes my report.